Words of Grace, August 18. In Contact with Others. Let your speech be alway with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. How is it that many who profess the name of Christ utter so many vain, idle words? Satan watches to obtain an advantage over those who speak in a reckless manner. When we utter meaningless and silly words, we encourage others to indulge in the same kind of conversation. The only words that should come from our lips should be pure, clean words. No one can tell how much sin is created by careless, foolish, unmeaning words. Every word you speak is as a seed that will germinate and produce either good or bad fruit. When in the company of those who indulge in foolish talk, it is our duty to change the subject of conversation if possible. By the help of the grace of God, we should quietly drop words or introduce a subject that will turn the conversation into a profitable channel. He, God, desires us to be cheerful, but not trifling. He says to each one of us, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." God wants us to be happy. He desires to put a new song on our lips, even praise to our God. When you take the hand of a friend, let praise to God be on your lips and in your heart. This will attract his thoughts to Jesus. How pleased the Savior would be to hear his followers talking of his precious lessons of instruction, and to know that they had a relish for holy things. That which is in the heart will flow from the lips. It cannot be repressed. The things that God has prepared for those that love him will be the theme of conversation. The love of Christ is in the soul as a well of water, springing up into everlasting life, sending forth living streams, that bring life and gladness wherever they flow. We lose much by not talking more of Jesus and of heaven, the saints' inheritance. The more we contemplate heavenly things, the more new delights we shall see, and the more will our hearts be brimful of thanks to our beneficent Creator.